Monday the 22nd of March, Zion Nissan, Rabbi Chaim Rappaport, Kitnius.
In addition to Yisurin Deraisa of Achilles Chometz Bariroi Barimotze in Mitzvah Kashbisu, there is a Minig Ashkenaz which has been established for many years. Wasn't known, for example, to Rashi, it seems, is Manoi, but since then it's become extremely widespread, and in recent generations even accepted partially among some Sephardim in Yerushalayim, in Italy and elsewhere, that we do not eat kidneys on Pesach. There are three reasons for the Issa. The first is that kidneys is harvested and processed in the same manner as chametz, at least some of them are. Mainly, it is ground into flour and baked, just like chametz, or so it was in some places. And therefore, people may mistakenly believe that it's possible to eat kidneys, that it's also permissible to eat chametz. And finally, because it's often sown in areas which are also used to grow wheat, barley, rice, cultured oats, commissions, and the dogon, so there's a possibility that there may be a mixture of dogon of corn, which would, of course, render the kidneys chametz mamsh. Now, although initially there was a lot of objection to this minhag, as we shall see, it's now become a custom amongst Ashkenazi communities, and it's interesting that although other customs, for example, Gebrox, which is also mentioned in the Rishonim, only became accepted by a very small minority of the Ashkenazi community, the abstention from kidneys, as far as I can tell, is accepted by all Ashkenazim without any yotze min haklal. Now, there are foods which are considered to be kidneys. The first thing I want to speak about is the hagdorah of kidneys. Because kidneys, this is the most puzzling fact. Whenever people ask me questions about kidneys, they say, what is the definition of kidneys? Does it mean pulse? Does it mean... what does it mean exactly? It's not vegetables, it's not... what sort of scientific or colloquial definition do we give to kidneys? The answer is none. Because, if you think about it, buckwheat, kasha, millet, beans, lentils, peas, sesame seeds, mustard are included in the minhag. There is very little which you can say from a botanical perspective or from any other perspective that makes a tzad hashava between these types. Corn, green beans, snow peas, sugar peas, sugar snap peas, chickpeas, soybeans, sunflower, poppy seeds. Right? On the other hand, there are things like potatoes, coffee, tea, garlic, nuts, radishes, and olives are not treated as kidneys. And all of these are mentioned beforehand in the poskim, the can or the can. Similarly, caraway, anise, and coriander are not treated as kidneys as we flourish in the Ramah. So, it's very difficult to find the definition. What is the definition? So, the best definition that I've seen on this matter is to be found in Chuvah Sigus Moshe Rechaim Chedigimol Simon Samach Gimel, the third volume of Rechaim, where he was consulted by a Rav who thought that peanuts should be kidneys, and was amazed that some Rabbonim give a hechsher to peanut oil, because there are more paskins that even the oil, the derivative of kidneys, is also considered to be kidneys. So it seems from the Ramot. So how can it be matched with peanut oil? Why? Because this Rav heard that peanuts are also sown in close proximity to corn, Panaceous Minadogan, and he also heard that some people make a type of pulverized peanut which could be considered flour, kamach, which again would mean that the reasons that apply to kidneys, the reasons why we're not allowed to eat kidneys on Pesach, would also apply to peanuts. In other words, this Rav was essentially suggesting a new hagdorah to kidneys. He was suggesting that what does kidneys mean? Kidneys means those food items to which the chashoshes are applicable, i.e. food items from which you make flour, and therefore there is the mistaken link to chametz. Food items which are sown or packaged in close proximity to dogon, in which there is the chashash, shami yisara behem chametz. Those constitute kidneys. But it doesn't need to be. The generic term kidneys applies to all those foods. Said Moshe Loimin Adin was there. This is not the correct definition. Even such a definition is false. Proof of the pudding is because, you see, for example, when it comes to caraway and anise, the poskim do not treat them as kidneys. Nevertheless, the Taz says, in Simon Tov Nun Daled, by the way, the main siman where it discusses this in Yom Zerichayim, Hilchos Pesach, Siman Tofen and Talit. The Taz says you have to be very careful to check them to make sure there's no chometz in them. Because b'mkoymoy of Ismanoi, these minim had often a mixture of chometz of dogon. So he said you have to check them. Atkidei kach, the Chok Yaakov says you shouldn't rely on noshim uktanim. Only male adults who are fully competent to do the job should check them. And nevertheless, they're not included in kidneys. They were not included in kidneys, lifnis manataz, or even vizmana. So therefore, the Haggadah falls away. And should you say the Haggadah is things from which you make, on the other hand, you have things like karbul mestin, which I mentioned before, where there doesn't seem to be the concern of Shema Yisara ben Chameshis Miyadogan, nevertheless, is included in the concept, in the gzeir of kidneys. On the other hand, you have potatoes, which not only in modern times, but potato starch was used even in pre-war European communities. And nevertheless, it is not considered to be kidneyous. So what's the Hagdor of kidneyous? So Rav Moshe says there's a circular definition. The definition is, that which Minhag Yisroel, or Minhag Ashkenaz, considered to be kidneyous, that is kidneyous. And that which he didn't consider to be kidneys is not considered kidneys. So there is therefore no definition other than the minhag itself. So therefore the question is begged, what's the pshat of such a strange thing? We know all halachas, even in halachas, have a very detailed parameters that govern the specific observances. And here we come to a meaning of kidneys, and we can't even get any sort of definition or categorization what should be included and what should be excluded. So Rav Moshe says a very understandable word. He said like this, that there are things which are also machmas din, there are things which are also machmas minhag. When we say that kidneys is also because of a minhag, we don't mean it's only a minhag and therefore it's not so terrible. A minhag is also oyser. Yeah? According to some shittas, a minhag is even oyser with their eyes. Like some shittas says that a minhag which is been kept by Klal Yisrael, by a certain chilek of Klal Yisrael, becomes also medin neder. Yes, like a person who's observed a minhag three times, he's got to be a matir neder if he wants to change his practice. So there's a din, a yarmulke, for example, Rav Moshe says, is also machmas minhag. There are leniences for a person, there are leniences and differences between, say, levishas yarmulke or levishas talis koton, which are only machmas minhag, because minhadin, you're not mechuyev to wear a four-cornered garment. And things which are also bad, some mitzad hadid. But nevertheless, kidneys falls in the same category, at least for Bnei Ashkenaz, as the wearing of a yarmulke, or the wearing of a beged shalav campus with tzitzis. It is a dovel which we are obliged to observe because of the minhag. Right? So it's a binding custom. Now, however, there's a difference between how custom evolved and how din evolved. Din usually, especially Din of the Gemara evolved through the presence of the Kibbutz Chachomim. People got together and they said that certain things are also and certain things are mutter. So for example, they made a gzeira. You mustn't eat cholavakum. You mustn't drink cholavakum. So there is definitions. They got together, they decided what's included in the challah gzeira, what's not included, if you have cheese, if you have butter. There is, and even things which weren't clarified straight away were clarified later on. Mashain Kane, something which is also mitzad minhag, very often emerged, evolved in a much more gradual way, organically. That means one Rav, living in the Provence, in the Middle Ages, in the south of France, said you shouldn't eat rice on Pesach. And the community accepted not to eat rice on Pesach. So therefore rice became hideous. The Rav was just talking about something local, which there was a chashash, there was a concern that it may cause problems. So therefore he said don't eat it. And so the minhag spread with regard to other minim, b'meshach hazman, different rabbonim in different communities, extending the ban on further types of foods. So it's as if, really, it's a misnomer to speak about the minhag of kidneys. In a sense, you could say, the minhag Ashkenaz is to abstain from eating 10 or 15 items of food or seed or spice on Pesach, which, for want of a better collective term, we call them kidneys, because some of them fit into the term kidneys. So that's the way it is. But Mela, Moshe says, you can't ask any question why, so you can't give any definition. If you want to know, are peanuts considered to be kidneys or not? The answer is, you have to look, Bukhazin Mayamad Ba. What was the minhag? And since the minhag in many places was that they did eat peanuts on Pesach, therefore it is permissible for those who don't have a custom to the a different custom to eat the peanuts, and therefore it's permissible for a rav to give a hatchet for peanut oil, because those who don't have a minhag against it can eat the oil, can drink, use the oil on Pesach. Therefore, he says he can understand the lower portion. Why? So why type did it happen that later on, when, for example, potatoes, so Walter Riley brought the potato to Europe, that, that's not mentioned in the Tshuva, that the Chazal, the Rabbonim at that time didn't say, well, let's extend the kidneys to the potato as well. The answer was simple. I mean, it's the anything that was inside a minute, but since there was a trend to put a ban on things which you make kamach, why did that trend not continue with the potato? So Shteitshu was Padova, Ibo same Sora, there would be nothing to eat. So therefore they didn't want to extend it. Ibo in Peru, in Europe, they needed to have root vegetables, potatoes, carrots, radishes, face, beetroots, and so on. But Ibo same, he says, because Bemison we see that Bashas, the minhag was first established, there was a lot of opposition to it. Even the Tur dismisses the minhag. The Tur, the son of the Rosh, that means we're talking already at the bridge of the Tekufa between the Rishonim and the Achreinim. Yes? The Tur dismisses the minhag. And Rabbeinu Yechiel, Ochiv Shel HaTur, even when he went to a place where the minhag was to abstain from kidneys, in those days when they had a proper minhag, a mokum, so a person went from Morocco to Prague, so he was going from a place Shalinogu to Mokum Shinogu, so he didn't care about the minhag. He considered it apparently to be a minhag shtus, a custom of folly. A custom, not everything becomes a custom. It has to be, Sokol said, it has to be grounded in firm rationale. He felt that the rationale for banning kidneys was insufficient, that there was a minhag shtus. So therefore, the later generations may have had sympathy, says Rav Moshe, for this shita. And therefore, they didn't want, on the one hand, to be uproot the minhag which had already become entrenched, and therefore they didn't want to be shoyel that minhag. On the other hand, they didn't want to add new chumras to it, and that's why they never forbade the potatoes. Adkan is a summary of the entire tshuva of Rav Moshe to Rav Yaakov Goldman, dated Chof Dalet Adar Toshin Chavov, Negus Moshe Rechaim Chel Gimel Simon Samach Gimel. And this actually leads to a very interesting thing, which is negeh nowadays. There are many people, and this shayla has been brought to me a number of times, who eat something called quinoa. Other people pronounce it as quinoa. So, and the question is it permissible to eat this on Pesach? It's a something which comes from South America, and wasn't known in Europe in earlier generations, and therefore there are Rabbonim today who are matir quinoa. And this is relevant because it's a very easy food to digest, it's very filling, and it has many...
What is quinoa?
It's a grain, which it tastes, some people say it tastes a bit like farfel, it tastes a bit like rice, it tastes a bit like... Essentially, they say it's a vegetable, not a grain, but it has, it's a bit like, I would say, what's that called, couscous, but it has a more, a slightly hard, it's got a feel, a bite to it, instead it's not completely soft. You can buy it in brown or purple, or you can buy it in white, you get a box. It's cheap, it feeds people, and people have any digestive problems, as I've known it, it can be mamasha hatsola, because quinoa or quinoa, however you want to spell it. So there are many rabbonim, especially in America, rabbonim are Q-U-I-N-O-A, Q-U-I-N-O-A, right? However, now this is very interesting. It's very difficult to find out. The frustration that you have, some of you have, about this type of shalas, I also share. Because I found in a publication, this is unfortunately in a newspaper, because I couldn't get any better information. It was in one of the Haredi newspapers in Eretz Yisrael, that they asked, it says, that a ruling was reported by Rav Blau of Yerushalayim in 1996 that he was not willing to permit quinoa. However, the newspaper continues, when we called to verify this ruling, he said that he didn't know anything about it and he refused to discuss the matter any further. The article continues that Rav Brizel, who is in charge of spices and kitnias in Yerushalayim, said that he believes that it is included in the general gezeira of kitnias. He told us that he'd been researching quinoa for years. He said that he had spoken about the matter to Rav Blau more than a year ago, and he said he doesn't know anything about it. Rav Brizel said that he's been carrying around a picture of the plant for more than a year, but still does not feel that he knows all that he would like to know about it. Still, he felt that it would be included within the halachic boundaries of kitnias. But if feelings are acceptable in this domain, I actually feel that according to the Torah of Moshe, quinoa should not be included, because it comes from a foreign region where there were no Jews at the time, it was never included. So unless the minhag actually becomes a big quinoa on the ground of kitnias, quinoa will remain permissible.
Is there no mixing problem with grain in adjacent fields?
Excellent. Whenever we say that something is permissible, whether it's rice or quinoa, that means for Sfardim or for Ashkenazim respectively, that is only in circumstances where we can be guaranteed there is no foreign mixture, a substance which is forbidden. So obviously you have to make sure that it's thoroughly checked, or that it comes, you look into the packaging source of it and make sure that it's okay. Or what you could do, probably wouldn't work, I was thinking of pre-cooking it before Pesach, but to make sure that it's bottle position. Any comments that would be in it? I don't know how long it would last for. But that's with regard to the etzamini. The same applies to everything if you're going to use as well. Now we know that the... before we come, there's a few more in Yonim that I need to discuss, which are Nagel and Maisa here. The Iker opposition, in the time of the Rishonim, the Minhag clearly originates, we can date it, we can almost place it. It comes from the Chug of Hasidei Ashkenaz in Germany, who were known to be Machmir and many in Yonim of Halacha, and also from a small group of Rabbonim in Provence, in the south of France. So for example, the Meiri, who himself was from the Provence, dismisses the custom, but he acknowledges, he says, that there's a custom that some people don't eat rice, and we don't need to be concerned about it. So the fact that he mentions it means that it was a custom that was familiar to him, and probably in close proximity to him. But it is actually mentioned by the Baal Hamin Hogois, who was in the same generation as the Rebbe, the Rebbe Avraham Ben Davidov Poskier, which is in that region, the minhag not to eat some of the items that we consider to be kitnias today. So that's where it comes from. But even much, much later, in the time of the Chacham Tzvi, and the time of Rabbi Yaakov Endel, his son, in Europe, they were still very concerned about the Chumra da Osul de Kula. I'll read you a little piece just in Lashon HaKodesh, because of the shortage of time, just to get the feel of it, where Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in the Sefer Meiruk Tzi on the Torah in Simen Tov Nun Dalet, "Umi'idani alavi Meiri, Zatzal, Kamot Tzai, and Itzar Yisri Tzadik Al-Zoyis, Kol Chagamatzes, Hoyom Misraim, Vo'oima I'ayah Shechei Avat Linei Lemina Geruah Halos." The entire Yom Tov Pesach, yes, he would, "Hu Hoy Oimer, I wish I could get rid of this inferior custom." Paraphrasing Psalm 137, he will smash the derivatives of these alien stringencies on the rock. So he mentions three concerns. First of all, he says you're going to bake a lot more matzah because you need filling food. You've got a lot of children, you need to feed them. So if you can't feed them kidneys, rice, where we know there are millions of people who live on rice, it's very cheap. So what are you going to give them? You're going to give them matzah. Now matzah wasn't baked with a hechsher. It was baked at home. People baked matzahs, but matzahs need the most observance to make sure they don't become hot. So Bamela, he says, no, if you're going to eat matzah, so people bake big matzahs and they wait too long and they're not careful enough because they need loads of matzah to replace the rice. Rice could never become chometz. Matzahs will become chometz. Secondly, the expense involved getting even those days to get the kemach, which was for shmura. And thirdly, also the emunah is similar to the there's nothing to eat, or at least nothing tasty to eat, which you can have. So therefore, notwithstanding, however, this is a very interesting example of Bnei Yisrael, who were clearly inclined, for many valid reasons, to be Mevatel HaMinhag. And sometimes Bnei Yisrael were Mevatel HaMinhag. But in this case, they didn't do that. They said, "Iaya shechein li avatlinei. If I could, I would. But I couldn't." And they remained stuck. He says, the reason he says that Kishyaskimu kach me ashkenaz al kochel apkia chebel chumr zub shitel as dein tzarech beishesh vein kan chashash lo mishum dvorm shenog afinu lo siyog lo mishum shebez niyoch lo vatel dvi benzit nchaveir ad shiigod on yemenu to be milsa de nofik minu churu veleis lai klola me mishna arucha. He says that were we be able to get a consensus, then we would get rid of this custom and none of the principles that tell us you can't override previous takonis, exeris, and so on, would be applicable here. However, and therefore he says that I offer my services, I stand to be counted. He was waiting, in the words of Rabbi Akiva, when will he be able to see the day in which the exeris of kidneys will be bottled, etc., etc. But unfortunately, although he did relate his frustration and the frustration of his father's predecessor, he never actually saw the day in which kidneys was bottled, so we're still not eating kidneys at HaYemazet. Now, a few important things. First of all, it's important to know, number one, that there is no issur of Bali Roy Bali Motzah by kidneys. It's perfectly permissible to own kidneys, to have them in the house, in the cupboard, and if there's no chashash that you can eat them, you can even have them in the top cupboard in the kitchen. There's no issur Bali Roy Bali Motzah. And if you have, therefore it's perfectly permissible to own them. Second of all, it is permissible to use the Tav Hanor from them. So therefore, if you've got a parrot that likes millet for its lunch, that's perfectly acceptable. Second of all, third of all, that the poskim of it were either poskim machmirim, such as, who are generally machmirim, for example, the Kleisenberger Rov in Tiviyatsin, is matir achoyla, even shebe sakona to eat it. And this is very negaya for children. Medications and children. Sometimes medications you can have alternatives, but if there's no alternative medication, and for children in soya formulas who are not breastfeeding or for some reason need to have milk, and most of them have, even the ones which are kosher Pesach, certain kidneys inside them, then a certain amount of kidneys, then it is permissible. There is also a din that whereas chometz Pesach is osu b'mashu, another leniency which applies to kidneys is the kidneys is bottle beroiv. So therefore, for example, there's a question about whether aspartame, is that how you pronounce it, a false sweetener, is considered to be an extract of kidneys or not. Yes, so some people say it is. Nevertheless, there are some people who will drink diet soft drinks with aspartame on Pesach. Why? Because even if it is kidneys, it's bottle beroiv. And kidneys does not have the chomer of chometz lagabe NED. Yes? So, that's one thing. Second of all, now here we come to the concept of shemen. I've only got 5 minutes left. Shemen kidneys is one of the most complicated areas, one of the most controversial areas historically in the Indian kidneys. First of all, there were those who wanted to say that shemen was never included in the Xero. Shemen is not kidneys, it's the derivative of kidneys. Okay, but the Maisa from the Ramah, it's Mashma, the Shemin is also Osa. So therefore that has really solved the matter for Bnei Ashkenaz who are Yotzim B'Yad Ramah. But there is a famous teshuva from the Marasham, Rabbi Sholem Mordechai HaKohen Shvadron, the Brzan Rav, Shas Teshuvas Marasham, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, in which he argues, based on several rites, but the Ikka, his rite is from Shulchan Aruch HaRav. His rite from Shulchan Aruch HaRav is that the whole Gezeira of Kitnius was only when it was like the Chameshis Mini Dogon that it came in contact with water. If the Kitnius came in contact with water, so then, Doima B'Doima, so it's, but if you have Kitnius which was never in contact with water before it was baked, so then it's not worse than Matzah. It's not worse than Chameshis Mini Dogon. Therefore, they describe these poskim in detail the way of extracting oil from, for example, sesame seeds, which are considered to be kidneys. And they argue that if you extract the oil in such a way that it's before the sesame comes in contact with water, and no water is used in the process of extracting them, so then you've got kidneys which comes from, you've got oil which comes from kidneys shimurim. It's no different than if you would have a baked matzah. Because once it's oil can't become chometz. That's for sure. Oil, the question is, so it's as if you have flour, you bake matzah out of it. You can eat matzah on Pesach. It's not chometz. So if you make oil out of kidneys in such a way that it doesn't come in contact with water in the process of manufacturing it, then it is permissible to use this oil on Pesach. And therefore, the question that was raised then, Legabe, was Legabe rapeseed oil. Not rapeseed, rapeseed oil, which is now called, I think, canola oil. It's essentially the same thing as rapeseed oil. And therefore, there were many poskim who were mad at this. The same is also true with regard to cottonseed oil. That, for example, the Klosenberger over Oteshuva, the cottonseed oil, first of all, there's a shy where the cottonseed was included in those foods that were forbidden. But even if it was, then if you're mati shemen kitnius, then there is no problem.
Sunflower oil,
I think, is still considered to be permitted by many. I don't think it's considered to be kidneys by many. Some do and some don't. But here we come to the point, it's not because of the oil. The oil is one machlokes. The question then is, you have to go back earlier, what was considered as kidneys? And as I said before, there we come to the circular definition, we don't know. Lemaisa, although all the poskim see, this is another ironical point about how sometimes a minhag becomes more chomer than a din, because even though all the poskim suggests that with regard to kidneys we shouldn't be looking to be oisef chumrah al chumrah, dayoi dayenu with what's already been accepted. Nevertheless, the reason, for example, many years ago in England, people did use shemen kidneys or al kuponim shemen from those minim which were sophic kidneys. Certainly sunflower oil. But, And similarly, there were those who used peanut oil, etc., etc. But Dafka, the Indian of Kitnius, is Hoyle from his Pashit, as you see, to include even Minim, which our ancestors in Europe never even dreamt of. Similarly, with regard to the application of the Gezerah to oil, the very broad definition of kidneys, leaving a very narrow margin of those oils which would be outside the category of shemen kidneys, or is a minute which is held from Mispashit and which is gaining currency every year. And as you know, for example, the demand for walnut oil or hazelnut oil has been enormous in recent years, and this is in accordance with the most strict definitions of the concept of kidneys. So I have about a minute left. So I'll just tell you that in line with what I mentioned before from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it seems that there were certain places in Europe where they actually used to grind the kidneys and make them into a type of bread, like rice bread. Chai Odom, for example, is a pretty normative poisek, yes, says, Mutter litchoin velefoisom kein matzis lochlo. You can make crackers out of kidneys, rice cakes, basically. And, well, the rice cakes are not, that's stuck together, but I'm saying rice bread. So you can make shmura rice bread even for Bnei Ashkenaz. And although tradition has it, the Chayodim considered forbidding potatoes under the category of kidneys, and the old quip was, how can you take away the Chai Odom? Nevertheless, he was matir, and similarly also Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac of Vitebsk amongst the Hasidim writes clearly that they used to make, he says, Kacho yadarkom shal Rabbi Seinu b'mezrich, shal yun ishorim melech l'macholi matzah tchuna knedelech v'chadoyma. They wouldn't have gebrots, but he says they would have kidneys from which they would make cakes or other baked items which they would eat on Pesach. Any more questions, I'm afraid, are going to have to be after the termination of the Shia, and I'm happy to give you all the Marim Makomas and more. But thanks very much again, and Chag HaPesach Kosher B'Sameach to all.